Hello, everyone. I'm Paul Phoenix, and welcome to Jobs in Focus. Today, we have a special guest, a researcher for the Institute for Future Technology, Mr. Adam Labelle. Welcome, Adam.
It's nice to be here.
Could you tell us a little bit about the company you work for and the kind of work that you do?
My company is a nonprofit science and technology research institute. We were founded in 1971, and a majority of our work is for the Japanese central government. In my work, I often act as a liaison between Japan and officials or researchers or private companies in other countries.
And what problems or difficulties have you faced while working with government officials from different countries?
I'd say that the culture with a lot of officials is that their work is shifted every couple of years. So you may be dealing with someone in a project, and then the next time you go to their office, or the next year on a different project, they might not be there. So I think there's that lack of continuity is one difficulty I face in working with government officials in Japan.
Is there anything that you dislike about your job?
Well, I originally, previously in my studies, I had been more involved with... There are two things I would say primarily are problems or dissatisfactions. When I was a student, I worked more with average citizens, local people. I was doing a lot of ecosystem restoration, so I got to meet sort of, you know, average people. Well, they were all above average people, but I got to interact with sort of local citizens. At this point right now in my workflow, I'm not really meeting with local citizens. The second thing is, I also have training in environmental and natural science, and especially in the field. And right now, I'm not in the field as much, but hopefully that will change in the future.
And speaking of the future, how do you see the future for technology and innovation in Japan?
Japan can play a great role in sustainability science and in helping humans live in better balance with nature and use resources more sustainably. Japan has a long history of humans living in balance with nature and using resources sustainably. That, combined with their strength in basic research and their strength in technological innovation, and adding into the mixture new programs for social innovation encouraged by the government, could really bring Japan to the forefront of helping the world live in a more sustainable way, with nature and with natural resources.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming today, Adam, and good luck with everything in the future.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This has been Paul Phoenix, and thank you for joining us at Jobs in Focus.
Questions. Number 26. What does Adam say about his present work? Number 27. What is Adam's opinion regarding technology research in Japan?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。